Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is the Chaser Report.
Okay, welcome to the Chaser Report for Thursday, the 21st of July. I'm Charles Firth, and with me today, Lachlan Hodson.
Hey.
And Alex Avulovich.
Hello.
Who's fresh back from the US after 2.5 months spent... Yeah.
Enjoying freedom.
Just land enjoying freedom. And are there lots of crazy people? Like, did you see?
Yes. Oh, yes. Right. Yeah. It was disgusting and terrifying and horrible. I don't know, have you guys been to, I guess, LA in the past?
Yeah, but yeah.
Past like, years, yeah. I think we were both there around 2016.
But it's all gone to, like, it's more crazy.
It's gone so much worse. Yeah. I was there in like 2019 and it's like Mad Max over there. There's just so many people on the street, I guess homeless. Every person you walk past is having some kind of psychotic episode.
Whoa.
It's baffling. It feels like hell.
Well, we're going to talk to Alex all about America in a sec, but I will note that tonight, Thursday, we are having Tony Burke live in the pub. He's the Minister for Arts. He's the new Federal Minister for Arts.
And Employment, yeah.
And Employment.
Oh.
And he's going to be in the pub. So if you're in Sydney, you can get tickets to that event at chaser.com.au/podcast. There's still a few tickets left, aren't there?
There's two tickets left.
Right, okay, well... You know,
Buy them.
Yes. That episode will go out tomorrow, so you'll be able to hear it. But you'll also, if you're a subscriber, there'll be a bonus drunk Q&A version of that episode with Tony Burke there, which promises to be terribly career-ending for him. And you can do that by going to Abecast Plus, or just go to chaser.com.au/podcast.
You'll be able
to
subscribe.
And you can subscribe to the Chaser for $9.
Wait, sorry, can I just check something real quick? Did you say that there'll be two episodes coming out on the Friday morning? Because I have to edit these things.
You just edit them at like 4 a.m. or what time? They've got to go out at
They've got to be out at 4 a.m. Yeah. And I've got to get them checked.
It's fucking work.
Well, you're a great editor. You can do it. Yeah. You're really good.
Aww. You know what? If you keep paying me in these compliments, I'll be fine. Right.
Well, let's go to an ad for the people who don't subscribe to this podcast. And for everyone else, we'll see you right immediately.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Wow, that was fast. Look, we're already back.
Yeah. Anyway, Alex.
Yes.
Tell us all about the land of the free.
It was disgusting. Yeah. It's really sad because, like, I mean, throughout a lot of the time on this podcast, I'm always talking shit about America.
Mm.
And I thought there'd be some vague vindication every time I go there that, like, oh, I was right. It's horrible here.
Ah.
But it never feels good. It's not a proper vindication. You get there and you just want to cry.
Oh, yeah. So it's not a happy, I told you so. It's more like a prove me wrong.
And then they put in little curveballs, like stuff you weren't even expecting to be terrified by, they start doing. Like now abortion's illegal.
Yeah.
And that happened. That happened like 2 weeks after I went there.
Was that you? Because that is an incredible stunt. I know that we've done some fantastic work in the past, but the fact that you were able to go there and ban abortion,
Roe v. Wade.
Yeah,
like you've outdone yourself.
Oh, though, thank you. I mean, it was very easy to do. It wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't have to put in a lot of effort.
It just required 50 years of organizing on the ground through mega churches, and you managed to overturn.
It's funny, but it's also really horrific. Disappointing.
Mm. Yeah, and so I mean, were there lots of protests? Like, what did it feel like, or was it? And were there guns? Like, what?
Oh, there were so many guns. Big gun fan. I love them.
Did you go shooting?
I didn't stop shooting. I was just shooting the whole time.
Quintessential American experience.
Isn't there another big event that happened in a school that you were part of that one?
We went to a shooting range just 10 minutes down the road from Uvalde.
You're
in
kidding.
In San Antonio, yeah.
Why?
That's scary.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting. Well, there's this very big YouTuber who does lots of gun stuff. And we were going to go and see what it's like to be a gunman in in America. I don't want to leak too much about
it. Is that video going to come out later?
It should be coming out at the end of the month.
Yeah, right.
Ideally. Right.
And you don't charge your subscribers to watch things like we
no,
do.
No, it's all free. It's all.
And is this boy boy or
this is boy boy? Boy. So right. we did a couple of videos there. One of them was living with this gun nut. This guy has 850 guns, and he lives just down the street from the school shooting. But we did another one, which is also a super super fun aspect of America. Evangelicals, apparently Disney is turning kids gay. It's a big issue in America. Disney is making.
I thought that Disney were incredibly homophobic.
Yeah, but it's always the homophobes who turn out to be secretly gay.
Yeah. Well, why else would you be protesting it? I feel like these people understand that they're so close to becoming gay.
Yes, exactly.
But we went to this protest in front of Disney World, where you had like a couple hundred, I guess, conservative Christians in America screaming about, you know, Disney is making my kids gay and we need to stop it. It was a very bizarre place to be.
Sounds a lot like the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
And did you get the sense that these were sort of cult-like in their beliefs? Like, why? How do hundreds of people come to believe this? Have they been told by their pastor? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a...
Or is it Fox News? Or?
Oh, it's definitely Fox News. There's a lot of... So the guy who runs the events, Sean Foyt, he's constantly appearing on Fox News, but there's a pipeline, right? It's not just Disney turning your kids gay. It started with COVID. The government was grooming children by making them wear masks, and then a natural extension of that is once you can make them wear masks, then you can do anything you want to them, including making them gay, which obviously Disney wants to do.
And it's incredibly profitable for them? Yeah,
well, I think they just...
Or is it just power?
I think they just want people to be gay.
Because they're Hollywood. And the Hollywood elites, like fresh fodder.
Exactly. They want to have sex with the kids eventually.
Oh, like that time that I met.
To be honest, it was very hard to understand motivation on the part of Disney when speaking to these people. It was... I'd ask why they were doing it, and it was usually just like, well, you know, Satan and the enemy... working against us.
Mm. And that's why there was all that controversy over... Has anyone seen Lightyear, the movie?
Yeah.
Where two of the adult characters are lesbians.
Yeah.
And it's very... It's not even an issue. Yeah. Like, don't even notice it. But that's why it's inflamed them so much.
Yeah.
Because it sort of just proves their point.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing is like Disney for the last maybe, like it definitely at least last 5 years, every single movie has had, this is our first something that we haven't done before with same-sex characters. And it's like always a big PR thing that they push, particularly out to Western countries. I know that Star Wars Rise of Skywalker was like, we've got Disney's first same-sex kiss screen so you know that scene where two of the characters the two male characters are reuniting for the first time and there's always been a ton of tension between them for the three movies. Poe and Finn, they've just blown up the Death Star again.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's these two characters reuniting for the first time.
Death Star blowing up, like who could have predicted that?
For the fourth time in the Star Wars movie? Yeah. So they reunite for the first time and they embrace each other in their arms and they don't kiss, but in the background of that shot, you do see two women kiss.
Oh. Was that on purpose?
It was absolutely on purpose.
So the idea was the lesbian kissing was sort of easier to introduce to audience than the men kissing.
When it's in the background of a shot and it's blurred out. And it's this criticism that Disney often gets, which is like, you'll make a big deal out of something incredibly small.
Thing. Yes.
But maybe that's it. Maybe that's how they do the gradual change.
Yeah.
And they
this is
gay.
Their 43% floor on climate change. That's...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
We wanted to go about this scientifically. We wanted to find out, like, if there was any veracity to these claims. Does Disney make you gay? And, like, our audience is pretty much entirely gay. And they all think that we're gay. And we try to keep it ambiguous because we don't want to lose people. So for this video, we're going to actually reach out to the audience, be like, look, we're going to give it a go. We're going to try being gay. And we don't know how to do it, so we're going to go to Disney World to do that.
Oh, to become gay.
To become gay, yes. Yeah. So we tested it out. We were kissing all over Disney World at all the big rides, eating the food and kissing.
There was a really romantic photo of you guys going down Splash Mountain.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Really cute.
And kissing on Splash Mountain. And, like, it didn't make me very gay. Like, it barely made me gay.
Was there any stirrings in your loins?
No, not really. To be fair, it was easier for me because Alex has got these big soft lips and I've got this horrible moustache.
Yeah, you'd be horrible.
Not nice. But the first time was quite bad, but we were also standing in the sun. So, like, that's just uncomfortable.
And so did you then go back to the protesters and say, well, we've tried.
It doesn't work.
And Disney doesn't make you gay.
No. They had disappeared pretty quickly. It turns out it's actually quite hard to protest against Disney anywhere near Disney.
Was it in Florida?
Yes.
They've got that whole don't say gay legislation.
Yeah.
Which would make it very hard to protest against gays, wouldn't it?
I've got to say, I'm glad that I've heard this backstory.
I'm going to steal that joke for the video.
I'm glad I've heard this backstory because it does explain a lot about your Twitter. When Alexa was away from us for 2 months, all the other interns and externs were very much curious about why all of this new content was coming out. And there was one post in particular that got everyone's attention, Alexa, that you put on your Twitter.
Lots of nudity.
Have you seen the photo,
tasteful.
Charles?
Very tasteful.
It's very tasteful.
Look, we tried
there was
to
that
position
post
it.
Where Alex was asleep on a couch next to a wax figure of Jackie Chan.
Yeah, very believable wax figure. That thing was...
That was incredible.
Yeah. Someone had commented, they were like, who took the photo? Because it was just a picture of Alex sleeping next to Jackie Chan. And then we thought, like, what can we do? Like, how can we be funny? And the issue was... is that we had been kissing so much and, like, we've been posting this on the internet. And then you're like, you need to go further. Like, once you've done that, then you're just like, well, what's the next funny thing? And it was just me naked. I was just naked taking a photograph of Alex sleeping. And the guy has, like, the ugliest feet in the world. And he was using this big chunky foot just to barely cover my enormous penis.
Yes, and that's right. You do have an enormous penis.
Yeah,
don't you?
The thing is, I've shot myself in the foot with that one because now what's the logical next step?
Oh, you've deleted it.
No.
No, haven't you?
No.
Oh, is it on his Twitter? It's on his Twitter.
Yes, it might be censored.
But now it's worrying because, like, the logical next step is just to be completely naked, and I think Twitter's fine with that.
Yeah.
So, like...
But is your penis still broken, though? Like,
We're talking about Alex's penis again. What have I done?
Is the world ready for a broken penis pick?
And it was a... I think it's what the world needs. I feel like I'm sick of these designer penises all over Twitter.
Okay, so out of 10, how much do you rate America?
Oh, well, I mean, I think it just depends on how much money you have. I think it's convincingly, I'm convinced it is the worst place in the world. It is the worst place in the world if you're poor.
You're not even joking.
No. Like, I've never seen a scarier country in my life. But But if you have money or you're a famous YouTuber, it is the best. It's so cool. You get to shoot whoever you want. You get to kiss your friends. It's
the
amazing.
American dream.
Yeah.
Our gear is from Rode Microphones. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll be back tomorrow with two episodes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.